ST Opinion, Looking on the Bright Side, by Caroline Pover. I celebrated my 9-year anniversary in Japan on August 28th this year, and looking all the way back to my first day in this country, I can't quite believe all of the amazing adventures I've had. I decided to come to Japan to experience something different, somewhere completely different from the UK. I loved my job there as a primary school teacher, in the actual school that I attended as a student, but I was restless and wanted something more. My friend Claire had been to Japan years before, and while she didn't enjoy it here, she did recommend it as a place that would definitely be different from the UK. I immediately decided to come and handed in my notice. My boss, my family, and my friends all thought I was crazy. I came to Japan without a job, a visa, or long-term accommodation, and very little money. Claire still had a friend in Japan who she said I could stay with for the first night, but I didn't know where I would stay after that. To be honest, I had no idea what I was going to do, but I was optimistic. I knew that I should be able to get a good job because I had very good teaching qualifications. I arrived at Narita Airport very early in the morning after a 13-hour flight and was stunned by the heat. England never gets as hot as Japan in the summer. I called Claire's friend to tell him that I had arrived, but I couldn't get through to him. So I decided to take the limousine bus to Ebisu Station, as I knew that he lived around there somewhere. I thought by the time I arrived at Ebisu, I might be able to contact Claire's friend. I arrived at Ebisu and found the telephone box that is outside the Tsutaya near the Westin Hotel. I tried calling Claire's friend several times, but he still didn't answer. So I left a message to tell him that I was at the phone box. I had to wait until he got the message, so I thought I may as well use the time I had and started calling language schools to ask them if they had any jobs and if they would interview me. Claire's friend didn't show up, so I called language schools all day. 5 of them agreed to interview me the next day, so I felt quite good about the possibility of finding a job very soon. I stayed at Claire's friend's that night, went to my interviews the next day, and one of the companies offered me a full-time job starting the following Monday, plus visa sponsorship. My adventures in Japan had begun. While I haven't become fluent in Japanese during my 9 years here, I am ashamed to say, I have learned so many other things and continue to fulfill my adventurous desires. The point of this story? Japan has taught me some important lessons, starting right back on my very first day by the phone box, where I learned to turn a challenging and uncertain experience into a great opportunity. Remember, the darkest hour is just before dawn. Always be optimistic. Never give up.